It was pretty much telephone again. You know, sending the record out to wherever it got sent out to. I sent it out to probably every record company around. A&M kind of, four times the same guy, didn't realize he listened to the same thing. He sent us back the same form letter with different wording. It's like, screw you. So I sent it back again. You know, come on, dude. I can't remember his name, but yeah. But we finally got Jimmy Einer from Millennium Records at the time, got interested in the band, but it never worked out. He got too busy doing other things. And in the early 80s, would have been around 82, I think, United Sound, I can't think of his name, I'm sorry. Yeah, but he owned United Sound. He was a black dude. He started the first black national bank in the States. I can't, his name, man, wow. It eludes me, but he was a big producer. He produced the Rockets on RCA Turtle or whatever the hell record label, that was his label. And he had me down in the studio. He was interested in the band, but once again, he was more interested in his bank, so it never worked out. We did have good times, you can't deny that. I don't regret any of it. We weren't the big stars like we wanted to be, but you know what, it was fun.